الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما تعيشون تموتون وكما تموتون تبعثون كما تبعثون تحشرون أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين پیار کے ساتھ روشے پڑھ لو اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى آل ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى آل ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد میرے بزرگوں، میرے دوستوں اور گھروں میں سننے والی پردہ نشین میری محترمہ مائیں اور بہنیں، ایک مرتبہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے صحابہ کرام سے کوشچن کیا، سوال کیا، بتاؤ کس کا ایمان زیادہ پاورفل ہے، کس کا ایمان زیادہ سٹرونگ ہے؟ صحابہ کرام نے فرمایا انبیاء علیہ السلام کا، آپ کا یا رسول اللہ، انبیاء علیہ السلام و السلام کا. فرمایا انبیاء علیہ السلام و السلام کا ایمان کیوں مضبوط نہ ہو؟ ان پر تو اللہ سے بات کرتے ہیں اور ان پر جبرائیل علیہ السلام وہی لے کر آتے ہیں، تو ان کا ایمان تو مضبوط ہی ہوگا. They always see the Jibreel alayhi salam, the angels, they talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, always the revelation come to the messengers of Allah. So definitely their imans are strong, no doubt. Aur batao, aur kiska iman? Farmaya, farishton ka. فرمایا فرشتوں کا ایمان تو مضبوط ہی ہوگا، وہ تو آسمان میں ہے اور اللہ کی نشانیوں کو دیکھتے رہتے ہیں. They always see the signs of Allah تعالی. Definitely the angels' imans are strong too. اور کس کا ایمان ہے؟ فرمایا ہمارا، صحابہ کرام کا، ہمارا ایمان بہت مضبوط ہے. فرمایا آپ لوگوں کا ایمان بھی مضبوط ہوگا، بیکاز یو آلویز سی یور نبی، اپنے نبی کو دیکھتے ہیں نا، تو آپ کا ایمان تو مضبوط ہی ہوگا. یو آلویز سی دا ریولیشن کمنگ ٹو می فرام اللہ. سم ٹائم یو ہیو سین دا جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اینڈ یو ہیو سین سو مینی میریکلز، آپ نے بہت سارے معجزات دیکھے ہیں میرے ہاتھ پر، تو آپ کا ایمان تو اسٹرانگ ہی ہوگا. No doubt. اس میں کوئی شک نہیں ہے. انبیاء علیہ السلام کا لیول بہت اونچا ایمان, بہت اونچا, اور فرشتوں کا لیول بہت اونچا ہے, اور کمپینین صحابہ کرام کا ایمان بھی بہت اونچا ہے. اسی لیے حدیث میں آتا ہے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں اگر میرے ایک صحابی اگر ایک مٹھی بھر جو یا کھجور صدقے کا دے اللہ کے راستے میں اور تم لوگ پہاڑ کے برابر دو تو میرے صحابہ کا اتنا صدقہ تم لوگوں کے پہاڑ کے برابر صدقے سے زیادہ ثواب رکھتا ہے. Whose iman's more stronger, the Anbiya alayhi salam's level 1 and then angels, then the sahaba. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tried to ask something else. فرمایا اور بتاؤ کس کا ایمان. فرمایا میرے دنیا سے جانے کے بعد جو میری امت آئے گی وہ اللہ پر اور مجھ رسول پر اور میرے معجزات کو دیکھے بغیر ایمان لائے گی ان کا ایمان بہت بڑا ہوگا. آپ نے دیکھا ہے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو؟ نہیں دیکھا ہے, دنیا میں نہیں دیکھا ہے. But still, because sahaba were listening from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a jannat, this is a jahannam, Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining them. ہمیں تو بس قرآن اور حدیث پر اور صحابہ کی باتوں پر ایمان ہے کہ آمنت باللہ, میرا ایمان کیسا ہے بھائی, میں اللہ پر ایمان لایا, وملائکتی میرے نبی نے کہا فرشتے ہیں ہمارا ایمان ہے فرشتے, وکتبی میرے نبی نے فرمایا تورات بھی اتری زبور بھی اتری بائبل بھی اتری اللہ کے صحیفے بھی اترے ہمارا ایمان ہے, ہم نے دیکھے نہیں لیکن ہمارا ایمان ہے, آمن الرسول بما انزل الیہ من ربی والمؤمنون کل آمن باللہ وملائکته وکتبه ورسله. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا اتنے انبیاء علیہ السلام آئے ہیں, وی بلیو دیٹ, وی ڈونٹ میک اے ڈیفرنسیشن بٹوین دی انبیاء میسنجرز, آل دی میسنجرز دی میسنجرز آف اللہ, وی بلیو ان دیم نو ڈاؤٹ, وی نیور سین جنت جہنم پل صراط نتھنگ, بٹ وی بلیو پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ الذین یؤمنون بالغیب, وہ لوگ جو ایمان لائیں گے بغیر دیکھے, ہم نے دیکھا نہیں, ہمارا ایمان ہے ہمارا, اللہ دعا کرو اللہ پاک سے کہ اللہ ہمیں اسی ایمان پر باقی رکھے اور ایمان کے تقاضوں پر باقی رکھے, جس کو آگے کہا الذین یؤمنون بالغیب ویقیمون الصلاۃ ویؤتون الزکاۃ, وہ کہاں فرماتے ہیں مما رزقناہم ينفقون, نماز بھی پڑھتے ہیں اللہ کے راستے میں خرچ بھی کرتے ہیں روزہ بھی رکھتے ہیں, یہ ہے انسین ایمان, وی نیور سین نتھنگ بٹ وی بلیو ان اللہ اینڈ فائنل میسنجرز اینڈ آل دا میسنجرز اینڈ آل دا ڈیوائن بکس اینڈ اسپیشلی قرآن کریم اینڈ دا اینجلس اینڈ ایوری تھنگ, ہمارا یقین ہے ہمارا ایمان ہے کہ یہ اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں بتایا ہے, اللہ ہمیں اسی پر قائم رکھے اور اسی پر موت بھی نصیب فرمائے. ہاں اسی لیے جب قبر میں سلایا جائے گا سوال ہوگا من ربو کا, ہو از یور لارڈ, ہو از یور رب, ہو از یور کریٹر, وی ول سے اللہ. Then the second question, ما دینوکا, what is your religion, تمہارا دین کیا ہے, ہم کہیں گے دینی الاسلام, میرا دین تو کیا ہے بھائی اسلام. تیسرا question ہوگا من ہذا الرجل, بتاؤ یہ کون ہے, یہ کون ہے, اب اس کے بارے میں یہ کون کا کیا مطلب, ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علیہ mention in the شرح مشکات شریف, اللہ اکبر, he says either the Allah's angel will bring the shabi, the shakal and photo of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and will show you من هذا الرجل, recognize who's this person, Or the second commentary, from our grave, wherever we are buried, in Bradford, or in the UK, or in Medina, or in Makkah Mukarramah, or anywhere in the world, from our grave to the grave of Nabi sallallahu Bolo, sallallahu, Allah will open it. Everything. You can see from your grave to the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can see him. Man hadha rajul. The angel will say, who's this person? Agar dunya mein hum na zindagi guzari Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki zindagi ke mutabik. If we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we practice the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then straight away we will say, هذا رسولي قاتم النبيين. This is our final Nabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu. How do you know? How do you know? You buried in Bradford, and he's buried in Madina Munawwara, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You buried after 1500 years. He's buried 1400 years ago. You didn't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unseen. Dekha. Hamara dunia mein imam tha. Ke mere nabi dunia mein aaye the. Un par Quran utra tha. Aur unhone hame teen ki baatein batlai hai. Aur Quran ne kaha hai. Ke aakhri nabi janab Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is our nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nam ka naumat al-uruz. Farishte kehenge aap pass ho gaya. You succeed now. You sleep like a first night dulhan. Soja, nobody will wake you up till the day of resurrection. Nobody can touch you. Nothing can happen to you in your grave. You sleep peacefully if you practice a sunnah, a life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tab jaakar. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haan, mere wo ummati, jo mere baad aayenge. Mere baad aayenge. They never seen the mojiza. Unhone mojiza nahi dekha. They never seen me. They never seen my sahaba. They never seen, but still they're going to believe in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever I'm going to mention today, they will believe until the day of Qiyamah. Their iman is more stronger. Unseen. Isiliye hadith mein hai. نسائی شریف کی حدیث کہ بعد میں آنے والے میرے امتی those who will come after me ان کی ایک نماز 50 صحابہ کی نماز کے برابر ہوگی because we never seen نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم how he was reading نماز we never seen that but we know نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told us how to perform salah that's how we are performing salah he told us the Jummah salah he told us the charity he told us about fasting everything we're practicing that but remember the hadith I have quoted in front of you taishuna kama taishuna tamutuna as you live in this dunya you will die there Remember, as you live, you will die. You live on iman, on salah, on sunnah, on zikr, on Quran recitation, on ibadat, you will die same way. While you're reading Quran, reading zikr of Allah Ta'ala, reading namaz, reading this and that, and the angel will come. Allah is calling you. Allah is pleased with you. And you pleased with Allah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Fadukhuli fi ibadi wadukhuli. As you live in this dunya, you will die. Remember hadith. As you die, you will be resurrected. Kama tamutuna tubasuna. Jaisi zindagi waisi maut. آسان الفاظ میں جیسے تم دنیا میں زندگی گزارو گے ویسی موت آئے گی اور جیسی موت آئے گی ویسے قیامت کے دن رزرٹ اٹھائے جاؤ گے اور جیسے اٹھائے گے ویسے تمہارا حشر بھی ہو جائے گا پتا چل جائے گا I'm going to go in جنت و جہنم straight away you will know یہ حدیث نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میری زندگی ایمان پر ہے، میری زندگی توحید پر ہے، میری زندگی نماز پر ہے، میری زندگی روزے پر ہے، میری زندگی اللہ کی عبادت پر ہے، موت بھی آئے گی آسانی سے. اللہ ہمیں آسان موت نصیب فرما، اللہ قبر کی زندگی آسان فرما دے. امام مسلم رحمت اللہ علیہ کا نام سنا آپ لوگوں نے؟ مسلم شریف جنہوں نے لکھی ہے، دا آتھر آف مسلم شریف. لک ایٹ دا کتاب، آفٹر قرآن از بخاری شریف، آفٹر بخاری از مسلم شریف. اوتھینٹک حدیث، اوتھینٹک بک آف حدیث. ہی واز اے حافظ حدیث. ہاؤ مینی حدیث ہی نیو بائی ہارٹ؟ یہاں تو ہم وی میمورائز دا قرآن، بٹ دوز ٹائم دے وار میمورائزنگ دا بخاری، مسلم، ترمذی، ابو داؤد، آل دا حدیث بکس. سم آف دا اسکالر دے میمورائز 600,000 حدیثز، سم آف دم 500,000 حدیثز. یو گو ان قزاقستان، دے از اے گریو یارڈ. قزاقستان دے از اے گریو یارڈ ہے. یو ول سی دا گریو یارڈ مور دین 500 اسکالرز آف حدیث پیری دے. In that graveyard, only scholars of hadith, no one else. There's two conditions to bury in that graveyard. Do shart hai us kabristan mein dafan hone ki. Number ek, name should be Muhammad. Name should be Muhammad. In that graveyard, they buried so many scholars. Until 10 generation, the name is Muhammad, Ibn Muhammad, Ibn Muhammad, Ibn Muhammad, Ibn Muhammad, like this. فادر کا نام محمد، دادا کا نام محمد، پر دادا کا نام محمد. دا سو مینی اسکالرز بیریڈ دیئر لائک دس ٹائپ آف تھنگ. دا فرسٹ کنڈیشن، دا نیم شوڈ بی محمد. دیٹس وائی صاحب ہدایہ، ہدایہ کتاب نارملی دے ٹیچ ان دارالعلوم. یو کینٹ بیکم دا عالم انٹل یو ہیو ٹو لرن دا ہدایہ شریف، دا فقہ بگیسٹ کتاب. آل دا عالم دے لرن دا کتاب. You cannot become the alim until even our judge and lawyers also in English, they do practice that also. Islamic law jisko kehte hain. That Hidayah, he was not buried in that graveyard while he knew the more than 100,000 hadiths by heart, but his name was not Muhammad. He is buried somewhere else. In that graveyard, the first conditions, name should be Muhammad. And the second condition, that you have to memorize more than 100,000 hadiths in that graveyard. The scholars are sleeping. Their name is Muhammad and they memorize more than 100,000 hadiths. Because scholars are sleeping there. More than 500 scholars. Imam Muslim rahimahullah was talking to you. His life, he spent in the hadiths. He spent in his life to in writing hadith and teaching the hadith. His zindagi hadith ke parne padhane mein guzri hai. One day someone asked him, Hazrat, where is this hadith? He says, I will find out and I will tell you. That time was no computer system, no phone system. They were writing no books like this today, Bukhari, Muslim and Tirmizi. You have to write with the hand, the many kitabs. He wrote so many books. He says, I will find, I will let you know. And he sat down in his study room. He sat down and he started looking one book, two book, second book, third book. He was looking the hadith. He was searching the hadith. What the person asked him in his masjid. At that time when Khadima came in his house and she said, Khajur aya hai, main aapko khane ke liye, tu farma le aao sab. Samne rakh diya, khajur ka tokra. And he was eating, he didn't realize how many khajur he ate. He was so busy to looking the hadiths. He was so busy to looking the hadith, to search that hadith. He ate the whole tokra. He didn't realize. And khajur is so hot. اسی کھانے کھانے میں ان کا پیٹ پھٹ گیا گرمی کی وجہ سے. حدیث مل گئی. He put the finger there and he died also. The finger was there on the hadith. With the hadith, he was searching and looking. Wow, uski ungli bhi hai and maut bhi ho gayi. Hadith mein Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, jaisi zindagi waisi maut bhi aayegi. Aapne naam suna Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh ka.
just giving a few examples, rather numerous stories of the scholars and the people. There are so many nowadays time also. They're dying in the salah, in sasta, in ruku, while they're reading Yasin Sharif, while they're reading Suratul Kahf, while they're reading Quran. There are so many tasbih in the hand while they're giving khutbah. Like this, so many stories today. Nowadays also. Unki maut kitni achhi hai ke wo Allah ka naam lete intikal kar gaye. Zaban par durud e paak hai. They have the durud e paak on their tongue. And the subhanallah on their tongue. They're giving khutbah, standing and the Allah's name on their tongue. They are standing in salah. But nowadays, Imam Sahib will deliver 2 minutes extra. Oh, it's too long now. Too long. Arey bhai, namaz mein maut aa jaye to kitni achhi hai. Maut aa jaye namaz mein hi to kitni achhi hai. Inke piche namaz nahi padna. 5 minute wali, jaldi wali, khatam karo. میرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا نماز کا الگ شیطان ہے, وضو کا الگ شیطان ہے. حدیث میں نماز کا الگ ہے, وضو کا نام, وضو والے شیطان کا نام ہنزبیر. نماز کا شیطان جب تکبیر ختم ہو جاتی ہے, the angel comes and he goes inside and the شیطان comes and remind this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem, so finish quickly and I have to go there. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't even let you read the Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar to after namaz. We'll make you run. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes you're going to talk outside. 1 hour you're going to talk outside, but 2 minutes extra, can't bear that in front of Allah. Because our enemy don't want to stand in salah. Sorry, I'm not telling you. I'm just general talking, okay? No, don't feel bad. I'm saying that nowadays everywhere, subhanAllah. Last week, I had a program in Huddersfield, in Masjid Bilal. This says, Mufti Sahib, you have to start your bayan 12:30. I said, people will come. I said, people, you can see the masjid is full. I said, mashallah. Humne kaha, look at our youngsters today. They come last, they go fast, first. They come last. Even sometimes they miss the khutbah too. While the khutbah is on, they're walking in the masjid. Prophet ﷺ says, listen the hadith, if you jump on the musallis on the day of Qiyamah, authentic hadith will make you lie down on the day of Qiyamah, on the pul sirat, people will walk on you if you jump on this. That's why we say in the sit in the first sub, second sub, don't let them jump, they can sit, they can find the places. But if we sit at the back, then what will happen? The front, the places there. So definitely they will jump. Wo to jump karne wale. But remember, our youngsters today come last in the khutbah start. And by the door you will find authentic hadith of Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif. By the door, both doors of all the masjids. Even one door or 5 doors or 7 doors, whatever of the masjid entrance, the angel is standing there. Only Friday. Angel is standing there. And they're writing names. Who came first? Who came? Once the khutbah started, they don't write the name. The book is closed and they sit down and listen to the khutbah. Every Friday the angel are here. They're listening khutbah also. I'm not saying open the hadith book. Says the first come, what the reward will Allah will give him. The reward of the camel. It's not meaning you're going to get camel tomorrow, today, or on the day of Qiyamah. The reward of the camel means you spend as a charity, as a camel, in the path of Allah. How expensive camel today, if you come first in the masjid. Sahaba used to walk from Masjid Quba those times, and they were reaching, walking, they were reaching before the time, before the zawal in the masjid, just to sit in the khutbah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take the reward. If you come first, that's why it says, if you bath nicely, And you put little bit khushboo, the fragrance on your body, and you can make miswak, and you walk from your house to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. On each and every footsteps, hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif you can find in Kitab al-Jum'ah. Alhamdulillah, I'm teaching the hadith book Bukhari and Tirmidhi from so many years. Tirmidhi Sharif I'm teaching from 17 years. I'm telling you the hadith is there, you can find. The Prophet said, on each and every footsteps, you will get 1 year fasting reward and 1 year tahajjud salah. Wow. On each and every footsteps. How much reward? And then you enter here, the angel write your name. After Jummah, those special angels, they go away. And your name is not there because you came late for Jummah. Something is amazing for the mu'min, for the Muslim, the Jummah is such. Allah Ta'ala special mentioned the Quran Kareem, Nudiya lis-salat, Nudiya lis-salat, Mi yawmil Jummah, Mi yawmil Jummah, on the day of Jummah, Fas'au, hurry up, ila zikrillah, ay ila salat, zikrillah, come, hurry up, come for salat, khutbah and salat. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the khutbah was after, namaz was first, like Eid namaz. Eat first, then khutbah. Even Jummah was same thing. Then what happened? Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he tried to keep the khutbah after. Because if you give khutbah before Jummah day, he tried to keep the Jummah khutbah after Salah. Because he can say, he can swear, he can say whatever he wants to say. Because he was a ruler. But in that time, the ulama didn't accept it. Because he knew that. Let me read namaz first, they can read namaz behind me. Then I can give khutbah. Then I can tell them whatever I want. But ulama didn't accept it. That's why Jummah khutbah first khutbah, then salah, eat day, in Jummah day. The Jummah day, Allah Ta'ala special mentioned to come early as much you can. How much reward the writing? If you come first in the masjid, 10 people came, 20 people came first in the masjid, all of them will get the reward of the camel. Then 100 people came second, they will get the reward of the cow. Then the reward of the sheep, goat, dumba. Authentic hadith you can find. And then they come, fourth one, they get the reward of chicken. And those come last, they will get the reward of egg. Reward of egg. And then those who come afterwards, when the khutbah started, the book is closed, no reward for you, no name is there. How many Jummahs, our youngsters, they missed, the name is not there in the register of the angel. That's why the special, the Jummah is Eid for the mu'min. Jummah is a special day chosen by Allah for this ummah, for the ummah, for the mu'min. So I was telling you, jaisi zindagi, waisi Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi ka baqiya suna raha tha main. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi. It'll be take so long then. But remember, important message I want to give today. If I got time, I will talk to you about Imam Abu Yusuf. Inshallah, otherwise next. But let me tell you that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, the first question the Sahaba asked, Mal Islam, what is Islam? What is the definition of Islam? Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he brought the message of Allah. What was the message? An tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. And saath mein ye bhi farmaya, an tashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammad rasulullah wa iqam as-salah wa ita' az-zakah. Islam's definition in the beginning, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that you believe in Allah, believe in all the messengers, believe in all the divine books, believe in jannat and jahannam, and believe in angel, and believe on the day of qiyamah, and believe in jannat and jahannam, and believe in taqdeer. And also he says the belief in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and establish salah and keep rose, fasting, also pay charity, also perform your hajj if you have money, and also mention many other ibadahs, subhanallah. When the Islam completed, the ayat revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum. Islam completed after 10 years, 9 years. A Sahabi Amr ibn Abasa radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, Mal Islam? Ask same question again. In the beginning, question, Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave answer that namaz, roza, ibadat, all this. Now after 9 years, the Amr ibn Abasa asked, Mal Islam? What is Islam, Ya Rasulullah? What is the definition of Islam? What is the explanation of Islam? What he says, mentioned the two things. One place he mentioned, Tibul Kalam wa it'amu ta'am. Another place he mentioned, As-Sabru wa Samaha. Four things mentioned. Number one, Tibul Kalam, Meetha Bol Bolo. Kya kaha? Meetha Bol Bolo. Haan, Ghibat se bacho, Chori se bacho, save yourself from backbiting, stealing, and from swearing. You know, the bad words, anger, all those things. May Allah save our youngs especially. Arm, look after your parents. Make khidmat of your parents. Press the feet of your father. Wo sari zindagi mein ibadat karu baitullah mein. Main us darje par nahi pahunch sakta. Jab main maa baap ki khidmat karu. Farais ko pura karne ke baad. Main us aadmi se zyada unche darje mein pahunch jaunga main. The whole life, I'll do ibadat in baitullah. I won't reach on the status of that, which I'll reach the status more than that, if I have to do my farais, then I'll respect my parents and I'll look after my parents, I'll serve my parents. That person will be more in reward than that person. Can you believe? Today, look at our youngsters, when they enter in the house, no salam, no dua. What Prophet said, enter inside the house, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Your mother and father will give you reward. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. If none is there, then angel will reward you. Angel will answer you. Angel will answer you. Okay? And then the father, when you go inside, first go and ask your mom. First kiss your mom, kiss your dad with love. If you do it 7 times, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times a day, that you respect your mother, you serve your father, you serve your mother. Wallah, I'm not telling you. Prophet ﷺ says, you will get on each and every time the maqbool, the accepted hajj and umrah's reward. If I'll go from here to Makkah, I don't know my hajj accepted or not. I don't know. But if I'll go in the house, my father's happy with me, and I'll respect them, I serve them. Wallah, I'm telling you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I can do more than that. For me, Allah ka khazana bahut bada hai. Tum jitni baar, how many times you respect your parents, Allah will give you the reward, hajj and umrah there. And you understand what I'm saying? Last thing, let me tell you that after the messengers of Allah, I was reading the kitab of Ma'athabi Amtullali, after the messengers, whose dua is more accepted by Allah? Do you know that? Our sheikh, our peer, our buzruk? No. Your parents' dua. Your parents' dua and your parents' bad dua. Remember, Prophet says, there is no door. When they raise the hand, Allah accepted duas. Straight away. Look at our youngsters today. Daddy tell the mother and father, so I'm going to school, please make dua for me. I success. I'm going madrasa to become hafiz or become alim or become to learn nazra. Please make dua for me. My mother, my father, make dua for me that I can memorize the Quran. I can learn my Islamic things. Did we say any time? Did we take any time dua for my mother and my father? Never. Did I went there and ask my mom, the whole day you're working, you're washing my clothes, you're cooking whole day, your leg is must be paining, let me press your feet. Mother and father are not going to come and tell you to press my leg. My responsibility to do this job for my mother and my father, because I'm seeing whole day, they're busy from morning till evening for me and for other brothers and sisters. Do we did that? No. There's no time to go more in detail, inshallah. The following, inshallah, Jummah will explain you more about kama taishuna, jaisi zindagi, waisi maut, or jaisi maut, waisi uthaye jaoge. Understand, the youngsters, mashallah, as you live, you will be die, and as you die, you will be resurrect, and you will be resurrect as you resurrect. Similar way, you have to go find your abode, final abode, either Jannah or Jahannam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all of us from the fire of Jahannam, from the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah give us Jannah. Allah make it easy for us, our grave, our dunya, and the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.